Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, this is Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Today I will be talking about the advances being made in Alzheimer's research. Unfortunately, there's still a great deal of stigma in our society with someone admitting they have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. We should be able to talk about these diseases and the biological changes that cause cognitive, behavioral, and psychological symptoms. Unfortunately, fear prevents most people from discussing this diagnosis. Alzheimer's is the most prevalent form of dementia. 60 to 80% of all dementia is Alzheimer's. 6 million people are living with this disease, and another 11 million people are acting as their care partners. Alzheimer's is the most expensive of the major diseases we face, with an average person living 10 years with this disease and needing a very high degree of care. More times than not, due to the expense and lack of resources in our communities, family members, usually women, end up being the care partners and family savings are drained. There is hope, however. Aducanumab is the first drug that actually treats Alzheimer's or mild cognitive impairment, and it was recently FDA approved. It's the first therapy to demonstrate that removing beta amyloid, one of the hallmarks of Alzheimer's disease, from the brain is reasonably likely to reduce cognitive and functional decline in people living with Alzheimer's. Unfortunately, though, it's not covered by Medicare. The greatest gains we could achieve, however, are if we could diagnose Alzheimer's in its most early stage. 20 years before symptoms appear, the brain begins to experience changes due to Alzheimer's. If we could diagnose Alzheimer's earlier, there would be a much wider range of medical options available for treatment. There are currently more than 615 clinical studies underway that are analyzing Alzheimer's treatments. The most promising is a blood test that is looking for specific types of amyloids. Amyloid plaques and tau tangles are the components most prevalent in Alzheimer's. Think of them as the dirt in your carburetor that stops your car from turning over. These plaques and tangles prevent your brain cells from being able to fire and connect with one another. In a sense, they're trapping your brain cells in gunk. If a blood test can be perfected for early diagnosis, then a person could understand the symptoms, explore treatment options, make legal and financial decisions, participate in clinical trials, and more effectively manage the cost of care. More good news is that 40% of all dementia can be prevented or delayed by targeting modifiable health factors. The bottom line is that processed foods are very bad for you. Consuming more than 20% of your daily caloric intake in ultra-processed food is associated with a 28% faster decline in cognitive scores. But it's never too late to change. Eating healthier and exercising can stave off cognitive decline. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. Join the movement to eradicate Alzheimer's and support our area's 3,700 individuals and their families living with this disease. Google Humboldt Walked Into Alzheimer's and register today to participate in this year's walk, held on October 8th.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.